KQED.
We're going to stay in Los Angeles, where organizers expected 100,000 people to show up for May Day marches. But according to police, only 15,000 came. But there was a common theme for those who did show. Here's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
Resistance, unity, and determination was the unifying theme. And the target of that resistance seemed on the tip of everyone's tongue.
I got a so-called president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Juan Gutierrez stopped along the march route to dangle a Trump piñata from a freeway overpass. He originally came to the U.S. at age 11 from Mexico with his father, but without papers. Now he's a citizen and works a union job driving a delivery truck.
You can't be afraid. You got to fight for what you believe. I mean, even though you might not have papers to be illegally here, you still got rights.
Even though President Trump's attempts to penalize so-called sanctuary cities, impose Muslim travel bans, and build a wall have largely stalled, many immigrant rights activists are girding for a long fight. The march wended its way peacefully for 3 miles to L.A. City Hall for an afternoon rally, though tensions flared when about three dozen counter-protesters hoisting American flags and Trump campaign signs gathered nearby. Khalid Al-Kihalyu heckled a group of masked protesters taunting the pro-Trump crowd.
We're here to show our support for our president, and we're here to show these Antifa scum that we're not going to be intimidated and afraid of them anymore. They represent communism and socialism, which we don't want in this country. They're violent. We're just here being peaceful.
The pro-Trump rally was billed as a March for America, the same name used for L.A.'s largest pro-immigrant May Day rally in 2006. For the California Reports, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.